Good morning. This is WGXC, and this is Tell It Like It Is. I am Christina Malisoff, and I'm so happy to say this morning I am being joined by Sam Sebring.
Hey, Sam. Christina. It's really good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you back, Sam. So Tell It Like It is a rather democratic show with rotating hosts and rotating topics. And
did you know it's almost a year and a half old that Tell It Like It Is has been on the air? It's been like over a year.
It feels like that sometimes to me. But always happy to do it. So, Sam, really special show today. Can you tell us what you have in store for us?
We're going to be playing a speech by Richard Grossman. And I'm going to give a little bit of information about who he was. He just recently died. And we'll be going into that in just a minute.
So, Sam, can you, tell us who Richard Grossman is and a little of the circumstances of his passing away?
Well, he, a couple of weeks ago, on November 22nd, sadly died of cancer. And I feel like the planet lost a really brilliant fighter for social and environmental justice. He was working up until his death to strip away the rights of corporations and give back the sovereignty to the people. He was living in Woodstock, although he had done work all over the country and the world for causes of environmental and social justice. And I'm just going to read a little bit from, there was... You won't read his obituary in the New York Times or any kind of mainstream publications, but The Nation did publish an obituary by Peter Rothberg. I'm going to read a little bit from that. An activist ahead of his time, Richard Grossman, a community organizer who galvanized work on a variety of progressive causes during his four-decade career, died on November 22nd at a hospital in New York City, the city in which he was born 68 years ago. Grossman attended Columbia University, graduating in 1965.